Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. It's the weekend. If you're tuned in, we really appreciate you doing so each and every week. This week, spring has sprung. We finally had a week without snow where we are and ice. So I believe we've turned the corner, which means we are wide open on grilling season. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
The sun is shining, baby. And today, it's Ba-ba-Q. We're going to talk all about lamb.
There we go. Hey, I've got a special treat on that one because I have an opportunity to call with somebody and that does it every year with a whole lamb, and we're going to talk about that later in the show. But right now, on the grilling line, something that goes really well with lamb is a little Fen Valley wine, and we have the proprietor himself, Mr. Brian Lesperance, on the grilling line. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
I'm great. Good talking to you.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Hey, what's going on in a vineyard in late April?
Well, hopefully not much. You know, we're one of the few folks who kind of enjoy this chilly start to the summer season. It keeps the vines asleep, hopefully, when long enough to get past the always dicey spring in Michigan,
where the danger zone.
Occasionally see some chilly weather at night, and that can do some damage to the fruit. So we're pretty happy. Just finishing up some pruning, getting ready to really get the growing season underway.
Hey Brian, good to hear you, buddy. So I shouldn't be too alarmed if my vines are still asleep. That's a good thing.
Yeah, just like any perennial plant, although they're pretty delicate compared to some others. So yeah, they're happy right now.
So what we really want to know is, coming into first thing this spring and early summer, what is going on at Fen Valley that our listeners and us can participate in to come down? And you have such a fun place, acreage to roam around and events that, you know, what's going to be on the front burner?
Couple things coming up. We've got our big wine festival weekend is really the kickoff to summer for us. Starts on Friday, June 22nd, with a fun run through the vineyards on the same course that we hold our famous 5K on. And then the next day is really just an all-day party. So we'll have some local food vendors, live music, and we open the vineyards up, let people go out actually into the vineyards. We'll throw some yard games out there, some portable bars, and it's just really neat opportunity to really see up close how grapes are grown and just have a little party out in the vineyards.
Hey, Brian, that sounds like a great time. We'll make sure we get that one on our calendar. You know, I've been hearing in the news that there's going to be a shortage of wine coming up due to some fires, some mudslides out west and stuff. I'm curious if you've experienced any problems, or do you have a full cellar?
Yeah, I saw that article, too. You know, it's interesting because I haven't been feeling that here. We had two really bountiful harvests in 2016 and 2017, which was a welcome change having come off of the 2014 and 15 years, which were pretty small just based on how rough our winters were those years. So Michigan wine, we're sitting about as good as we've ever been. And I know from my other brethren here in the state that we're not alone. Our cellars are full. They are full of wine, so we'll be all right.
That's great news. That is great news.
Yeah, we don't want to get sideways on supply. Little wine joke.
Nice.
Still one of my favorite movies. Yeah. So you have a couple of new blends and stuff that you're coming out with this year?
Well, you know, this time of year is always fun for us because the new wines from last fall start to hit the market, and it's on the white wine side. Red wine takes a couple years to get those out, but yeah, so we're pretty excited. We've got a new a new rosé, which I think would be a fantastic pairing with lamb. You guys got me thinking about that when you did your intro there. So, you know, dry rosés are continuing to grow in popularity as folks realize that they're excellent with food. They kind of strike that balance between the freshness and refreshingness of white wine, but have a little of the complexity of red. The other thing, though, which I think is a perfect fit for the grill, is our newest product that we're just currently launching. It's wine in a can. It's our Vino Blanco product, which is a dry white wine in a 375-milliliter can. So it's like the perfect grilling wine. You don't have to worry about glass out by the pool or by the grill. And we're the first winery in Michigan to do wine in a can.
Fits your hand, too, by the sound of things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It looks just like a 12-ounce can. It just meets the requirements for wine sizes.
So you can throw it in a cooler and take it to the beach and put a koozie on it and be all good to go, not pulling
fantastic.
A big bottle out.
Yeah, we've just been testing it at the winery as kind of a pilot, and it's been going over really well. So I'm excited to be by the grill with a can of that this summer.
You know, you mentioned rosé, and a couple of years ago, you and I were sitting on your patio, and you brought some rosé out, and I think you might even give me a bottle of it. I was shocked at how good it was and how I forgot there was ever a rosé, but that's really making a comeback, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a kind of a cold climate style, the way we make it, and I think there's a lot to be said for doing it this way. You basically drain out some of the red wine juice early in the fermentation process, and so you get a more concentrated red wine, which is actually the reason for doing it, but the resulting, if you will, byproduct is a really, really nice, you know, fruit-driven pink wine, but it's got enough complexity and stuff going on that it's not just for the casual wine drinker. It really appeals to a wide range of folks.
So, Brian, if people wanted to find out where you are, are you got a presence on the web? Tell everybody where you're at.
Yeah, we do have a website, which is, you know, and this is another project down here, but it's www.fennvalley.com, F-E-N-N-V-A-L-L-E-Y, all one word. We have all of our events on there. Most of the stuff that we do, you can book in advance, so you can kind of plan ahead. We do tours weekly that are all bookable online. They're really neat. We go in the cellar and try about 10 wines and explain how we make wine. In the fall, we go outside and show you how we grow grapes. So we try to keep busy down here, and yeah, we try to keep it all up to date on the web so people can learn about us from the comfort of their own phone or computer.
That's awesome. Next time you're in Grand Rapids, give us a call. We're going to take you over to the Sheshko Grill. Those folks are in here today, and it's probably the best Middle Eastern food on this side of Michigan for sure. I can't pit it against the whole state, but I know in the Grand Rapids market in particular, it's the place to go.
I like the sounds of that. I'm going to be there soon. Let's line it up.
Sounds good.
Bring a can or two. We need to do some field testing.
Yeah, I will. I have them in my truck at all times now because it seems like everybody wants to try it. So I'll come bearing some samples for sure.
One last note on that. Where can we find it in a store?
Well, that's the good news. It just got released to our distributor. Basically this week. So you're going to start seeing it in all the independents within, I would say, a couple of weeks. And if we get enough interest, maybe one of the big chains will even pick it up. So if you don't see it in the store, tell them you want it. And that helps a lot.
All right. Brian Lesperance, Fenn Valley, great friends of the family. Thanks so much for joining us today. And everybody get out and try some Fenn Valley wine. It's all we drink.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate
it. All right.
Coming up next, we might go to the Sheshko Grill, if I said that right. We're gonna correct me on that if I missed it, but we'll be back.
Maybe as the skies are white. The day's time, so he gets high on.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Welcome back. This is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Sorry about that. I got my mouth full. We've got a couple fellas in here from a restaurant that had brought some all lamb shishka, right?
The Shishko Grill.
Thank you.
It's on the Beltline, what we call Nap Corners in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And it's right across the street from my wife's office, which is how we found it years ago. And we're regulars there, and we just wanted to get them in here because, number one, I wanted to see Randy try some raw lamb. It's called kibba. And what did you think of that kibby?
Well, Bob, I'm about to take another bite, so if that's any indication at all, it's fabulous. And this is, you know, our show's all about lamb today because we feel it's a meat that is very much overlooked a lot of times. And we wanted to let you know that it's certainly fantastic, and we brought some guys in that are experts at cooking this stuff. But the piece that I'm about to eat right now is not cooked. And if you're listening and you just wrinkled up your nose because I'm about to eat raw meat, I did the exact same thing until Bob brought this in, put a big helping on a piece of what looks like pita bread, and then shoved it at me and said, "Hey, Jop, give this a try." And
so
it was fantastic. I mean, yeah. It's fantastic. So explain to me what this is.
So we're talking right now with Mohammed and Sanad, and Sanad seats me every time I go in there, so I've gotten to know him. And I got to meet the one of the owners, Mo, which is my wife's nickname. And so he was kind enough to come down here when I said, "We want to put you on the radio. Let's talk about your food." He thought that'd be cool.
How you doing, sir? I'm going to today talk about the kibinaye. That's what you're eating. The kibinaye is made by raw ground meat and olive oil, Middle East olive oil, with cracked wheat. And it's natural herbs and spices. So it's an appetizer in the menu. A lot of people like it because, like, they say, "Oh, it's raw meat. We have to try it. We never try raw meat."
Like steak tartare.
Right.
And I bet you've had that before.
Well, I have.
Sure.
I have. But the point I want to make is it doesn't taste like raw meat. It doesn't really have a texture of raw meat.
No, it's almost like liver pate or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I don't want to have this negative, but it's almost like a dough. It's almost like a consistency.
That's the wheat germ in there.
Yeah, of a cookie dough, mm-hmm. A raw cookie dough, but it's raw lamb. with the olive oil and the spices and the wheat germ.
I'll have to take just a little bit more to make sure you know what you're talking about.
Now, if you've ever been to a Mediterranean restaurant before, most of you have probably tried fried kibbeh. And that's the ones that, Bob, you said your sons call those footballs.
Yep.
Right? They look, the way they're shaped like a football, but it's the exact same thing, except it's just put in this little football-shaped thing and dropped in a deep fryer.
Right.
But what's new to this is you can eat this raw. Now, with those four or five ingredients in there, this stuff's pretty healthy for you too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It is. It is. Because pretty much what they put with it, it's just basically oil and the meat, and they mix it all together, which makes it healthy. And plus, it's always fresh. Like our stuff over in Chesco, we always make it fresh. Well, we don't mix the stuff and we froze it. We don't make it on like a daily basis because the business is going pretty good. So every time we hire someone, you know, we make sure that the kibbeh, the appetizers, pretty much everything, we make sure it's fresh right on time so we don't keep anything frozen. So it's really healthy, to be honest.
Okay, so then in addition to the kibbeh, raw and fried, we've got some grape leaves here, what we're going to talk about in a minute. But you pulled out a garlic sauce. And if anybody knows Jop from the Grilling Guys, I'll put garlic on almost anything and eat it. But I have never tasted a garlic sauce like this. So tell me what this is.
The garlic sauce is amazing. It's amazing food, you know, it's amazing, amazing, amazing. A lot of people, they come to the restaurants, they come for the garlic sauce.
I can see why.
Yeah, and they get it for free in the table. So when you dine in, you got bread and you got garlic unlimited
for
free.
The best part about going to, again, we're talking to Chesco Grill. We've got Sanad Mohammed here, and it's a fantastic place. It's by the Jack Lokes Theater on 28th Street North.
In Grand Rapids.
Knapp Corners. Yep. Yeah, and the best thing about going is as soon as you sit down, they're going to bring, and this pita bread, they make it right there. These little beautiful pieces of pita bread, fresh. They bring them hot to your table with a bowl of this garlic sauce. Now, you know that you're just going to demolish it.
It's like grown-up chips and salsa.
Yeah.
This stuff is amazing. So tell me what's in it, because it isn't that complex, correct? But I'm sure it's how it's made.
Yeah, it's raw garlic with some lemon juice, jalapeno, salt, and they mix it together. It's easy to do it, but not everybody, honest, can do it. But it's about the quantity. Like, how did you do it? What did you use? A lot of people, they try it, but they made it.
Right.
But it's awesome. For me, like, I've been in Chesco 2 years. Every day I have food, I have to have garlic sauce. Every day.
Uh-huh. And if you were tasting what I am right now, you would know why he's saying that. Raw garlic, fresh garlic, and this is in a paste format, right? So it's not a sauce, if you will.
It's like garlic butter almost.
Well,
you know,
it looks to me almost like the consistency of really mashed potatoes, right? It's that creamy, and it's about that same color, but oh my.
So it goes nice with lamb is the point. It goes good with pita bread. I put it on brisket yesterday. Right. That's how good it is.
Yeah,
and again, you know, there are no dairy, no butter in it. We always make it fresh. We have to make it every day. Let's say, for example, you wanted to buy it. You can make it, you can put it in the fridge if you want. Like, just don't make it at room temperature. You can, but you can do it for like 5-6 hours. That's why we make sure we have to make it every morning. And it's amazing.
So the raw kibbeh, somebody can buy this in a to-go container like we have right here. How long is that good? You should really eat it that day.
Yeah, you should really eat it that day. But let's say you got stuff. You know, some people don't like to eat a lot, but
2-3 days
just,
easy.
I would say 3 days is the maximum.
Okay.
Because I bought it to my mom, and then one day she decided to eat it, and then she left like half of it. So I decided to go and eat it. I ate it like 2 days after we bought it, and it was really great. It was still tasteful, especially, you know, when you It's basically raw meat, so you don't have to microwave it. You don't have to put anything on it. So
keep it refrigerated, right?
Yep. All you have to do is just keep it refrigerated.
So the garlic sauce, if I came and wanted, this looks like about a 6 ounce tub of it you have. If I came and I wanted to take some of this home, how many days will this last?
Oh, this one will last, you know, in the fridge about 6 days.
Okay.
Sure. Because, you know, I put a lot in my house and this guy as well. But yeah, 6 days is the maximum you can put. But you have to make sure, like, every day check on it, see if it can change. Because some
I'm telling you, this is worth the trip. And I've got I've got ideas in my head rolling about what I could eat that on, right?
Well, I'm glad you like it. I knew that would make your mouth explode because it does everybody that tries it. And you appreciate a lot of good food, but you and I also have a big passion for garlic. So I was kind of looking forward
Amazing.
To
it. Amazing. Yeah, you got this me. Response. He does
I
this
love
every
surprising job.
About once a year, he does this to me. And but hey, guys, can you stick around for the next segment? There's more to talk
we're
about.
We're going
to
change our show plan.
Right. But coming up next, we might talk about a little skewered lamb that these guys might know something about. But you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's S-A-F-F-I-R-E at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
With The Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see The Grillin' Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and if you're just tuning in, you've missed a Lebanese and Middle Eastern food fest that we're on, and it's all about lamb. And we've not talked much about that yet, and I don't think we're about ready to, but we've got a couple gentlemen in from a restaurant here in West Michigan called Sheshko.
Sheshko Grill.
Yeah, Sheshko right. Grill. And where's that located?
It's located on Celebration 2121 Northeast. It's basically when you go to the Celebration Cinema, it's right there. You're going to see a big sign called Sheshko.
It's right there. So if you're in outer parts of Michigan, it's in the northeast part of Grand Rapids. It's called Knapp Corners, and there's a big Meijer there. There's a big D&W and a great big Celebration Cinema North. They've got like about 400 screens there, I think. And the Buffalo Wild Wings. There's a bunch of stuff in there. Sheshko really sits right next to the theater in this complex. And, yeah, it's just a fantastic – you got to go there. You just got
to
go.
You have to. I mean, pretty much food, as I told before, the food is ready. We always make it fresh. We don't do frozen stuff as like people do that.
Yeah. So let's talk about lamb on the skewer.
Yeah.
You guys do shish kebab.
We do, yeah.
Tell these folks how to do a good shish kebab.
The shish kebab is marinated. Some shishko spices. They put a lot of spices to it, so it's marinated. What's so good about it, It's always fresh, as I told you before.
And
you
generally know? Lamb?
And generally, some people do beef and some people do lamb.
So you can do either way.
We can do either way. And also, what we have is the lamb chops. We're really known for that. That's probably one of the highest sellers in Šeško. We got it. We can do up to 3 and 5 pieces, which is really good, to be honest. And they always make it, like, ready. You know, like you can do up to medium rare. Some people like it medium rare. Some people like it medium. And what's so good about it is that you also get size with it.
I was just in there a few days ago, and Mo made me a medium rare lamb chop. He said, "You got to try my lamb chops." And I'm like, "Well, I didn't really come in here to eat." And he just keeps bringing food out, and I'm like, "Okay, guess I'm eating." It was a fantastic, perfectly done medium rare chop. You'd have been proud of it because it had beautiful grill marks. It was a little crispy on the outside, a little pink on the inside, and I mean tender. You just pick up the bone and literally just take a bite.
So they were French chops, so the bone was on them.
Yep.
And I have a little following. There was a guy that used to co-hosted with me a couple times, Chef Andrew Smith, who taught me how to make lamb chops, right? And it's all in the marinade and the seasoning that you put on these things because they aren't on the grill a total of 4 minutes.
Right.
You're
right.
I mean, you're using a hot grill. You're putting some marks on them, flip them over, hit the other side. And my
and
buddies
if they're
call
on
them,
too long, you ruined them.
That's right. My buddies call them lolly chops because it's got the bone and you really just got about 2 bites and it's done.
Yeah.
But what a delicacy. And it's good to know that their restaurant, you kind of sounds like you specialize
in
it.
Oh, yeah.
It's
they
a big
do
deal
a,
there.
A lot of people do it. Like we have a lot of restaurants, you know, here in Grand Rapids. But we're known for the lamb chops. A lot of people go there. And probably you never mentioned that before. We do a lot of catering orders. Mm-hmm. And when we do the lamb chops, you get a special deal on them, which makes it great. So a lot of people, when they order the lamb chops, they don't order just a little bit. They order pretty much a lot of food. And we did a catering order, I think, 2 months ago. It was at a wedding. And some people, they ordered about 2 full trays. Of the lamb chops.
Right.
Two full trays. So basically in a full tray, because Mo designs it, you know how he does it and stuff. Mm-hmm. But basically he put 25 pieces of lamb chops in one tray. And 25, so 50 pieces. And he's supposed to charge him a lot, but he gave him a special lease. So that's a really good thing. It's not about the money. We have it like a family business, you know, trying to bring more customers. We're trying to show the people how the real food is.
And, that's a great point because... If you're going to try some lamb, this would be the place to go in. You're not going to get hurt there. The prices, I didn't really think about it, but the prices are actually really reasonable compared to some places I go to in Dearborn, perhaps.
Well, and the point I'd like to make about that is that you've got people that know what they're doing with it. Okay, this isn't the once every month we're trying this as a special at a restaurant. You've got a family and you've got a business that's built around this kind of food.
Absolutely, and... you can look into the kitchen as they're cooking,
mm-hmm.
and there's a bunch of big pieces of paper on the wall with 5 stars from the health department. So they pass with flying colors. They've got great reviews online. You got to go to Šeško Grill, try the lamb chops. You got to try the garlic sauce. And there's 2 nice guys here, Mohammed and Sanad, and I think they're both bachelors. They're college students. You're a criminal justice?
Yeah.
And
I'm going for mechanical engineering.
Mechanical engineering. So if there's any girls out there that want to eat some garlic sauce and some nice guys, you should.
Yeah, and talking about the price.
A man that can make raw meat edible, you want to hook up with that guy.
Yeah, and talking about the prices again, you know, it's a really reasonable price. I mean, you get 3 pieces of lamb chops, and you get bread and garlic, unlimited bread. It doesn't matter how many pieces you want. You get drinks, and you get soup or salad. There's 4 sizes of soups, and there's so many kinds of salad. You can create your own salad if you want. And we also have either grilled veggies, which is grilled vegetables, which is zucchini, squash, and onions.
What do you call that?
The grilled veggies.
No, what's the Arabic name?
For the veggies?
Grilled veggies.
No. Oh.
You called it, you had a name for it. That's okay. So how about leg of lamb? You ever roast those?
Leg of lamb. Oh, you mean the lamb shanks. We used to have them before, but not anymore. Not a lot of people, not a lot of requests on them. You know, but we have this other thing that I never mentioned before. We can make you like a goat, like a whole goat.
And that's what we want to do.
Yeah,
smoke
and
a goat.
Our traditions in Arab,
a
lot of people.
Paper.
Yeah, what's so special about it, you don't get the same kind of rice you order when you go to Shashko. It's basically white rice, noodles, and almonds. But you get different type of rice. It's yellow rice.
Uh-huh.
It's gluten-free. It's pretty much
what the best they use thing. In India. That comes from India.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like pretty much the same thing. But in our tradition, we make like a whole goat, and we put the rice with it. And you get fettuccine salad, which is the common food, the most common Arab salad.
Yeah.
It's fried pita on top of it. It's really great. It's really great, the food over there.
And if you get a chance, you know what? Take a chance on this. If you're unfamiliar and you walk into the restaurant, these gentlemen and the ones that work with them will walk you through this stuff. And you're not. It's not like you're going to spend $100 to try it, right? Well, I mean, it's very affordable.
And if you wanted to try lamb.
Right.
I can guarantee you that if you go there and try their lamb chops, you'll be blown away. If you've never had lamb before, you'll come off with the proper opinion of lamb.
Right. Very good. So let's talk a little bit about grilling some lamb. If you don't want to go see these guys at Shashko and you want to take it on yourself, this is not that hard. We already touched on the lamb chops, and it's all in a marinade. As I said, Chef Andrew Smith was the one that taught me this. But it's an olive oil with your aromatics, whether you want some rosemary in there, some thyme, lots of garlic. Set those in there overnight in the refrigerator. Take them out, put them on a rack, and let them drip dry because you don't want excess oil on the chop when
That's
you
right.
put it on the grill because you're going to get flame ups. And they're a little bit fatty anyway, is what makes them so dang good.
Yeah,
when you got them on,
they
that
got
French
good
bone.
Marbling in them.
Yeah,
so they don't dry out if you cook them to medium, right. medium rare.
But I'm on not a red hot grill, but I'm on medium to high. And when those things have dripped off for 5 minutes on a rack or whatever, then it's just 2 or 3 minutes on each side. Little salt, little pepper.
Now I did finally verify that you have a charcoal grill. Apparently the show owns a charcoal grill. I finally verified that I saw it in your garage, so you're no longer under suspicion for having hoarded.
Dude, I got burn marks on my arms to prove that we have that. Yeah. It's a big old stainless steel horse
That's
that
a
we've
beauty.
Got. And
I'm dying to try it sometime. I just got to get
and
permission.
I outfitted it. And later in the show, we're going to talk about roasting a whole lamb on a rotisserie.
Or a goat.
Which is what we would use that for, because I've outfitted it with a 7/8 octagon bar rotisserie that'll hold 150 pounds. So we're ready to go when we roast the whole animal.
We'll get your goat.
Right. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, our friends from Cheshka just left, but if you get into Grand Rapids, look that place up, Celebration Cinema on the northeast side of Grand Rapids. You're not going to be disappointed. But anyway, we want to talk a little bit about lamb, other than those professionals that are cooking it. You guys can do this, and if you really want to make a statement in your backyard, you can find help on YouTube. But I went to one of my buddies, one of my Shartucky buddies, believe it or not, married into a Greek family. Bob, I mean, the point where they were immigrants.
Did you go to the wedding?
I did. I was in the wedding, and I wore the little crown of thorns and the whole deal. It was very, very Greek and ceremonial when I did it. Now, they've been married 30 years, so I was a young man back then. But my point is that they came over, they immigrated from Greece, and the parents couldn't speak English. The kids were bilingual. He married one of the daughters. Whole story there.
Is she a Greek goddess?
Yeah, she is. She's very nice. But Kelly brought Kevin into the Greek environment and a Greek family, and one of the things they do is for Greek Easter every year, they roast a whole lamb. Now, I'll jump ahead. They buy it live, slaughter it, clean it, and do all that. But
nice.
You and I could go get a lamb at like a Mediterranean market, or you order one special from your butcher,
right?
And it'll come prepared. But what they do is they skewer this thing on a rotisserie, and then
a big one.
We were talking in the last segment a little bit. I've got a 5 foot long by 3 foot deep box, if you will, that has a grate that elevates up and down for the coals, right? And with a rotisserie on the top of it. And that's all we use that for.
That would work for a goat or a lamb.
That's right. That's big enough. Either one. And I've got a heavy duty bar for the rotisserie because the lamb's going to weigh 45, 50 pounds.
Is that all?
When you put it on there. Yeah, they're not a big animal.
Right.
But when you put it on there, so what they've done, and we're going to get a little technical here, is that you skewer it from the back up through the front, and the head's still on, the legs are still on. This is a whole animal roast, okay? And then what they do is they take the legs and they pin them back on the skewer on the back end and on the front up over the skewer on the front, and they tie them together in an X.
Are the hooves on them?
Yep. It's a full animal. Now, you're not going to eat them, but they're just there. The head's still on, the whole deal. This is a whole animal roast.
You're not going to eat the head either.
Right? No. Well, the Greeks do.
Yeah.
Parts of it.
I bet.
The brain, the eyes, they're delicacies. Now, something that it's way beyond me, I'm not going to do it, but yeah, they don't waste anything.
Uh-huh.
The animal's cleaned out. But then what they said they did is they took and made about 1-inch slits and put a whole clove of garlic, salt, pepper, and oregano in each slit, and they put about 50 of them across the back and the hindquarters and the front quarters of the animal. And then when they build their charcoal fire, they're cooking indirect in that, if you can see the grill.
Sitting next to the fire.
Right, it's sitting next to the fire. And he said for the first hour, they wrap it in foil so that it kind of bastes itself as it continues to cook.
Cool.
And then after about an hour in, they'll take the foil off and let it finish.
Well, that's right up your alley.
Right. I knew you were going to go there. But what they don't ever do is cook it in a Dutch oven. But anyway, so
he said. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but he said that his family likes it very well done. And I said, so what is that temperature? And he goes, when it starts to bubble a little bit on the outside, and you know that it's getting close to being done.
Here's the deal.
Right?
See, the problem with a whole animal roast is it's going to look like it's well done in a lot of spots to get it to be edible at other spots.
Right.
And therein lies the dilemma. That's why I would rather take large chunks, bone them, truss them, and throw them on the spit rather than to try and do that whole animal. It's just tradition for them. I get it.
Right.
But for most people, I would tell you, that's probably a bigger job than you're ready to attack.
Right.
Try just a whole leg of lamb boned once before you try throwing a whole buffalo on there.
Right. And he made one comment. He said that you will know a marked difference if you buy fresh lamb versus frozen lamb.
Oh, absolutely.
He said for some reason it just completely changes the flavor frozen.
Yeah, these boys at Cheshko, that's what Mo, the owner, one of the owners told me. He says, everything we get is fresh. All our lamb is fresh. You're not going to find anything any fresher than this. And he brought me a lamb chop with a big, beautiful plate of rice. And I could smell it. And right off the bat, I'm going, oh my gosh, I know this is going to be really good. And I took one bite. And Jop loves lamb chops. That's something you've eaten for years.
Right.
And so you can appreciate a beautiful lamb chop. And they're not big. They're very small, but they're beautiful. They're just tender.
Golf ball size and maybe is the meat. There's a couple bites there.
These were actually pretty good size, but compared to, you know, some I've seen.
Right.
And I'm telling you, that it's 2-3 minutes on the fire. You're up and gone. And serve it right then sizzling because it's a fantastic piece of meat.
Little bit fatty, so a great glass of red wine from Fen Valley pairs perfectly with that. That rosé he was talking about, if you don't want the big tannins.
Yep.
But those tannins clean your palate.
Yeah, they do.
Between bites.
And the rice these boys were talking about is basically white rice. You put almonds, you put split almonds in there, and then they break spaghetti noodles into little pieces, and they saute those in butter for a minute to brown them up. And Maureen does this all the time. And that's
makes it a little crunchy.
It's cooked with the rice. It gives it some color and some texture. The almonds are a little crunchy, but the noodles cooked with the rice,
they soften up.
So you cook it all with the rice. I actually take a little of this powdered Knorr chicken bouillon and throw it in there when I make it.
Oh, give a little flavor.
It does. It wakes it right up.
Yeah.
But that's a really nice side dish. Those pickled turnips.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a turnip in vinegar for a night. A couple days.
What makes it red? Or
turnips,
purple?
Turnips. The vinegar turns it red. Because turnips are pink, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Pretty cool.
But that's a great side dish for lamb. And if you're a man, you might like
a little man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is as relevant as any. Short shorts have been banned. Unless in a participating sporting event that demands shorter shorts. Also, no real man should be allowed to pop his collar.
Well, so, that is all history. The 80s
shame.
Are gone.
I love the pop collar.
Right, yeah, right. When you were a younger man, you had more hair then, too,
you still
Bob.
See it East Grand Rapids.
I might note. But anyway, hey, let's talk one last thing about lamb, because this is one that's probably the easiest part of lamb to cook is putting it on a shish kebab on the grill. What does that look like in the Nurmico household? Because you make those.
And that is. And if you go to thegrillingguys.com, you'll find a great marinade. It's called Charlie Jabor's shish kebab. And Charlie Jabor is my father-in-law. As you've all heard his name, he's the most famous man on the show. But
rest his soul.
You know, that is a fantastic marinade. And you can use it for a lot of things. But so you get some nice little chunks of lamb. And to be honest with you, I don't really know what part of the lamb they use to make those chunks. If it's off a leg, I would imagine, but rear quarters. But you cut it up into like 1-inch pieces, and you make this marinade up. And see, these guys were talking about the same thing, a little red wine vinegar, lemon. Lemon's in everything in the Middle East.
So you're acidic.
It's fantastic.
So you can't leave it in there too long.
Yeah. And when you were talking about your lamb chops, that same marinade would work for them. If you didn't season them overnight and you wanted to get a quick profile on them, you could take this marinade and do, I would say, about 30 minutes. All you'd want to do a lamb chop for, and it's going to wake them right up. But for these shish kebab, put it in that marinade, and then, of course, get some nice sweet onions, some red and green pepper.
Bell pepper. Yep.
Yeah. And anything you want. Mushrooms. I buy the marinated large mushrooms.
Right.
And I put those on there. Or you can get fresh mushrooms and marinate them yourself.
Right.
And it's, you know, when you're at, you and I love to do this. You're having a party. You got people over. You're the grilling guy. Everybody's the grilling guy on his deck.
Right.
Okay.
Your deck, you're the man.
You are the grilling guys out there in the Grilling Guys Nation. So when you walk out into your backyard with that big platter of food, you want people to go, oh my gosh, look what Joe just brought in. Look what Mike just brought in. And when you do these skewers with with all the colors and the beautiful array of food that is there, they're just going to go nuts. So that is a must-have this summer.
Very cool. Coming up next, how you light your coal. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Like anything was possible, hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're going to finish up. Tis the season to start grilling. We've been above 60 degrees several times now, so there's no reason,
crazy,
no reason to not have your grill out and fired up now. And charcoal is something we get a lot of questions on. What kind do you use? Do you use Kingsford? Do you use the natural light? Do you use, you know, lump? What's charcoal all about? Let's break that down, Bob.
Right. And you watch, the better you get at grilling and you go to your friend's house and you've learned all these things and then you watch somebody do it wrong, you'll be really tempted to butt in, but you got to be careful because they might be sensitive. But here's a great thing to do to light your charcoal. Number one, know how much charcoal you're going to use. You don't want to pour in more charcoal than you really need because you have to pay for it and you don't want to waste it.
And there's no really good way to put it out.
No.
When you're done cooking.
Especially if you're tailgating. That's
right.
Really big.
Right.
But so get one of these chimneys. It looks like a flour sifter. It's just a can with a handle open on the top and the bottom. It's got a chamber in the middle. You pour your charcoal in it. You put a little newspaper or some starters below it. You start your charcoal in it. And then you flip it over and dump it on your grill. Now, if you want, you can use that for your starter coals, or if you're just doing a small batch, that will be all the charcoal you'll need.
Right.
And you can use lump charcoal or briquettes. I don't like briquettes unless they're a really good brand of briquettes, but you mentioned a brand I don't care for.
Correct.
And it's the biggest brand out there, and I just don't care for the smell, the aroma that comes off it.
Well, there's clay mixed in to make it hold together, borax, and it just adds a bad flavor.
Once you start cooking with good charcoal and then you use some of that, and you smell it, you'll bolt back trying not to inhale the fumes because you'll realize how caustic it is. It's really not healthy.
The other thing is lump charcoal is real wood. It's real wood that has been charred and snuffed out, broken up into pieces, and it comes in a bag.
Perfectly dehydrated.
It will light. That, you can snuff it out. If you close the air coming in and the air coming out, that will snuff out, and you can relight it and use it in another cook.
Now, why some people like briquettes is because it's only an 800-degree burn, so right, they can control their temperature a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Good lump charcoal is going to burn around 1250. And for a lot of the grills out there, they're not made to handle that kind of heat. They were built for the weaker charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
So the customs, traditions, what you're used to, you might be used to the briquettes, and that's just easy for you. I get it. At least go find a good brand of briquettes. Royal Oak makes one.
Right.
That's pretty nice. Doesn't seem to have that bad smell. And there's a few other people that are making competition briquettes.
Yep.
And those are okay. But, I mean, with good lump charcoal out there, we use Parker. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find, but it's incredible.
Right. Some of the big box stores out there will carry
Royal Oak, a
brand called Royal Oak. Comes in a red bag.
Really good stuff.
That's really good stuff. And right now I know that you can find it for $9-$10 for a 15-pound bag. That's a deal.
Yeah.
And stock up on it.
A lot of places have Cowboy. I do not like Cowboy because I don't like burning chunks of wood flooring and
right,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, and it's all about what's in it. And just read on the cover, and you'll understand that
yeah,
you don't want any Asian wood in there because there's a lot of oil in those woods.
Well, South American.
Yeah, there you go.
South American is what you're thinking of.
Right, thank you.
And that will leave a white residue, and it smells bad.
Right.
I know guys around the West Michigan market that sell this Mexican charcoal. It smells awful.
Right.
You can buy good American charcoal.
And you're going to taste it in your food.
Oh.
Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard and create some grill envy. We'll talk with you next week.
See you.